Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Well, welcome back for hour two. Good evening, and thank you for joining us here on the Darkness on the Edge of Town. Our next guests have quickly become fan favorites at the paranormal investigations that we do at the live events. The last Queen Mary event we were at, they were actually kind enough to offer up for the fundraising charity auction an opportunity for people to go ghost hunt with them as they attempted to collect EVPs. And the people were blown away by the ghost hunt that they did with Mark and Debbie Constantino. They got some fantastic EVPs from it. They were the guests were, astounded by what they were able to collect.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we wanted Mark and Debbie to be a part of the events. They're going to start popping up more and more. They're going to be back out with us at the Queen Mary event at the end of February, which takes place February 24th through the 27th. At the Queen Mary, there are some tickets still available. They'll not only do they do a talk about EVPs, but they'll be joining along in the ghost hunts, and maybe we can cajole them into helping us raise some more money again for the charity by doing another EVP ghost hunt with a couple of the listeners and see if we can raise some more money. But let's welcome to our show right now. We have from spiritspeak.com, Mark and Debbie Constantino. Guys, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to have you back. It's been, about a year since I think we had you on last.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and it's funny because you killed, when we did the presentation at the Queen Mary, you killed our closing because I was going to tell people, I hope you enjoyed the presentation because it's probably going to be another 13 months before Dave asked us to speak. And then 2 days before, you asked us if we do the Queen Mary again. So I was well, there goes that closing.
Oh, guys, we want to have you on as many as we can start putting you into now. As I said, people are really excited about having you at the events, and you guys got great results doing the EVP sweeps with the charity winners. So, it's been a pleasure of ours to work with you. As a matter of fact, most people that I refer to when we talk about EVPs even worked into my presentation now about proper investigative techniques. I talk about the short burst EVP sweeps that you guys do. That's really taught me a lot, and I've actually gotten some really good results by doing that now.
Yeah, fascinating stuff.
Yeah, we heard the one EVP you got, very good, Class mm-hmm. A.
Yeah, the one from Rolling Hills Sanitarium in the Christmas room.
Yeah.
We're able to that played it out by just utilizing what you guys do and doing a short little burst sweep. And for people that aren't familiar, why don't you explain a little bit about what kind of a short EVP sweep is as opposed to what most people do?
Well, basically what we do is if you're going to dive in head first to this and you're going to take it to the level of not only recording but then, the editing part of it, what we do is we make sure that we use the voice activation feature on our digital recorders, because what it does is it limits the time on your recordings and you're not sitting there listening to a recording that's 12 minutes long.
Right.
Your recorder just kicks on when they hear sound. And then what you can do is you can do a more interactive, EVP session in the locations we do or even at home. We'll go ahead, set the voice activation, and then just record, ask some questions. If it hears a response or if it hears a sound, the recorder kicks on, and then we can just stop it right there or play it for 30 seconds or a minute and then stop it, listen right back. If we get a response, then we can go ahead and say, okay, guys, we heard you say this, you know, why did you say that or whatever. And it's more an interactive thing, which, I mean, let's face it, at this point, EVP is the most direct spirit contact that we have out there.
Right, no doubt. Now, you guys, you recommend when you're doing, like, the short bursts and things like that, you guys, do you use voice-activated only, or are you just turning on the recorder and letting the recorder play first? I mean, you know, just let it play normal state.
No, well, we're always voice-activated. And the one thing I wanted to mention, too, is we'll have two recorders going at the same time, mm-hmm. and you'll see maybe I'll have 20 more seconds than Mark will, and you'll see, well, okay, well, this picked up something to where yours might not have, so let's listen to mine first. And you'll actually hear two. You could use the same recorder, and you'll hear two different responses on two different recorders.
Oh, that's a really great point. I didn't even think of that. You guys, when I was watching you do that at the Queen Mary, you guys would sync your recorders and know exactly. So if you both recorded for a minute and 20 seconds, and did it, and then Mark said, "Oh, I've got a minute 28," and you've got
right.
a minute 20, then you'd know to listen to Mark's as probably having picked up an EVP. Do you ever go back and check yours, though, to see if maybe you picked up an EVP he didn't and his was just longer?
Oh, yeah, no, we definitely do that. We definitely, yeah. And sometimes we use four or five recorders at home, you know, but it's just a point that if you see the numbers rolling, they're picking something up.
Oh,
and it does
point.
Save an awful lot of time in editing and stuff like that. If you have 12 minutes, I mean, you want it to be a passion and you don't want it to be work. When you're editing it, and you know, you can actually have a conversation one word at a time. As a matter of fact, we did that with your mom at the Queen Mary.
Right. Now, I want to ask real quick though, with doing the timers, and using the voice activated, Mark, what are your feelings? I know a lot of people out there that do EVP work hate using voice activated because it seems like it can cut off parts of whatever the spirit is saying. So you might come in, you know, as it's saying "get out," you get "it out."
Right. Well, see, the thing is that we found with basically experimenting is that with the digital recorders, the little handheld voice recorders, the voice activation function is very, very sensitive. So, I mean, it kicks on immediately as opposed to a regular cassette recorder, which mm-hmm. you don't want to use the voice activation because of the moving parts that are in the cassette recorder. That is what kind of takes some time to kick in, and a regular cassette recorder is where you will lose a little bit of the beginning of the EVP. As a matter of fact, we don't even really use cassette recorders anymore just because of the convenience of the voice act or the digital recorders, the little handheld ones.
Mm-hmm.
But the internal circuitry is so sensitive with the digital recorders that we don't seem to miss any of the EVP when it comes through. Now, you know, if it like Debbie said, it really does quickly become work when you're sitting down and we go to an investigation and we'll come home after 2 days and we've got 100, 125 recordings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've got five full recorders, so it's a lot of work.
Yeah, so then if we're not using the voice activation, you know, it becomes work because now all of a sudden, okay, we don't have the voice activation, so this recording is 7 minutes long instead of 45 seconds long if we use the voice activation.
Now, do you guys recommend using an external mic or using the internal mic of the small handheld cassette recorders?
Well,
or
yeah,
digital recorders.
Right. With the digital recorders, there's really no need. I mean, you could if you want to, but as far as we're concerned, there's no need to use an external mic. If you use a cassette recorder, you absolutely want to use an external mic, an omnidirectional mic,
right.
If you're using a cassette recorder or even a microset recorder. I guess we haven't really done much experimenting with the micro cassette recorders, but that would be the same principle, I think, as far as a regular cassette recorder.
I just want to interrupt, Rick. You know, a lot of these ghost hunts and stuff, you really don't have time to be hooking up a mic, and, you know, the sound of the mic rubbing on something, you know, it could be mistaken for EVP, and I think a lot of the ghost hunts, you want, like, a little handheld digital, you know, so you could get the EVP, listen back real quick. If they start talking, even, you know, repeat what they said so they don't have to repeat it. It takes a lot of energy for their side to repeat it.
Sure.
And I think once they start realizing, okay, they're hearing what we're saying, then they start saying more. And I think, you know, by the end of a recorder, you've got so much in there, you don't worry about losing the beginning or the end of a word and okay. all that. And I also wanted to mention, too, we keep our sensitivity level up. What would you say, Mark, pretty high on a scale of 1 to 5, like a 4 maybe?
Yeah, if we're working with 2 or 3 recorders, what we'll do is if a recorder goes up to 5 or whatever, we'll have one set to 5 sensitivity and one set to 4. That's going to be a personal preference based on what kind of a recorder you're working with as far as digital recorders.
Well, that brings up a good question, too. And I know Timmy, I'm going to let Tim do a lot more of this interview tonight, too, because it's time he steps up, get some more questions going. But he's more of the techie and more of the EVP guru here. So I'm going to shut up so you guys can kind of discuss different models to use. Is more expensive always better? What type of audio systems and cleaning you do? So I'll just shut up and let Tim do what he does best.
Okay, Doc.
Yeah, Tim stepped up last year, too, I remember.
Well, guys, tell me a little bit. Let's get into the digital recorders a little bit. Let's talk about what you feel is best to use on an investigation. Do you have to go out and get that $300 recorder that records in different megabytes and different samples and stereo? Or is it just fine to go get a cheapie from your local department store?
Yeah, I think, as a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. You don't, you know, the most viable theory here that's going on with EVP and the one that's holding up the best is that Spirit is working with the internal noise of your recorder. So obviously the less expensive recorders tend to work best because the cheaper the recorder, you know, the cheaper the internal parts, the more internal noise it's going to produce. So in that sense, it's really cool because, okay, you want to get into EVP, you want to try to record, see if, you know, if you can get some good EVP or get any EVP at all. Maybe it starts off as a hobby. So it's really cool because if you want to start this hobby, if that's what you want to call it, you can do it with a $35 recorder. You don't want, I'm not saying that the really expensive recorders you cannot get EVP with, because you absolutely can.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the EVP will be less, and you're going to be more apt to have to use external background noise with the more expensive recorders because you're going to have less internal noise.
Right. I mean, obviously, they have no vocal cords, so they need something to roll into a word.
Okay.
So what we've done is use a ceiling fan or the sound of running water. And, you know, just have your voice activation light close enough to the sound source to where your light stays on. But, you know, I haven't used that in years, you know, and there's some really decent recorders out there that, you know, you can get for not a lot of money and with the internal noise built in. And it just seems to work way better, you know, and I don't get a lot of that turning on and off. I mean, I'll get full words, full sentences,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's really pretty interesting and it's not real expensive.
Let me play devil's advocate here with you, and I think I did this last year with you too. Now, with white noise and with a fan and things like that, it can be easily construed as a sound technician that, okay, you're introducing an element mm-hmm. into natural sound that could influence sound and change it. And for example, when you sit in front of a fan when you're a kid and you'd play mm-hmm. the Darth Vader game where you'd speak into the back of the fan and it would distort your voice.
Right.
A lot of times, or an even better example, is if you're sitting in a room where a fan is running and you say something and somebody thinks they hear something else because of the air currents moving the sound waves.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, and this is, again, the devil's advocate part of it, if I'm recording with a stereo recorder, am I not getting and this is twofold here, and this is just my theory,
uh-huh.
doesn't the power that the microphone and the unit itself is using enable the spirits to use that energy to speak to you through some sort of stereo recorder rather than having to generate something for them to piggyback onto?
Well, like I said, as far as, you know, this is like all of the paranormal. I mean, there's nobody out there that knows for sure how this is working.
Mm-hmm.
There's 3 or 4 theories that Debbie and I kind of talk about in our presentations. So we don't really know exactly how spirit is able you know, to get their voices through. We know the theories that are working best, but it just seems that that there's an external, well, it doesn't have to be external, it could be internal noise,
mm-hmm.
that they're just forming into words. And that's just, like I said, that's what's holding up best right now.
And see, yeah, I want to mention, too, that as far as the background noise, I understand where you're coming from with the devil's advocate and mm-hmm. how it could be misconstrued and all that, but the only ones that we've ever posted or really used are ones that, I mean, I'll hold it by a ceiling fan for like a minute and a half,
mm-hmm.
and then it seems like some spirits have more energy than others. There's some more educated spirits. There's some that tell us they come from level 6, level 5. These spirits seem to talk longer and clearer and say more words, you know,
right.
at a, you know, not whispers, but at a higher tone to where you can hear them, to where some other spirits seem to work at a different frequency.
Right.
Maybe they don't actually know how to do it. Those spirits, I mean, I've had it by a ceiling fan for maybe a minute and a half. Now, I'm not talking about things that could be EVP or couldn't be. I mean, these are definite words. I mean, I've had a lot of people give their names. We used to do the big circle with AAEVP,
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten the name clearly. I mean, I'm not saying, I think anybody in the room with us that heard it would say that's definitely a word. I mean, it's not like a Class C. These are Class A's,
right.
you know, and they'll give their name. But to be honest with you, we haven't even used background noise for years. I just think it's a good way to introduce people to the phenomenon, to, you know, give them little tools that will help them, you know. Go ahead, Mark.
And to be honest, I mean, the whole devil's advocate thing is really a necessity in the paranormal field.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, because if you're not skeptical, then you're not really doing the paranormal field, a genuine service.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But the point that I always go back to is that 99.5% of the kind of devil's advocate theories and, oh, you're picking up radio waves and, you know, you're picking up this and that,
mm-hmm.
is the direct response EVP. When you ask a question and you're getting a clear answer to that question, 99.5% of the skeptics' claims really go out the window.
Right.
And, you know, it's just, that's the most amazing part about it, is that it's turning into now to where we can have semi conversations, to where, you know, it's not just a one question and then, you know, an answer and then that's it. I mean,
we're
to the point now to where, you know, like I said, we can have a semi conversation. Doesn't last very long, and obviously our ends of the conversation are a hell of a lot more words than theirs are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because they are having to work a heck of a lot harder than we are to get their point across.
But I just need to interject here. I think what's interesting, what we're finding is happening now, is there's definitely, I have no doubt they're telepathic. And you'll get multiple spirits that'll finish one thought and take three different spirits to do it. It's like they're all on the same page. One runs out of gas and the other one will pick up where the other one left off. I mean, it really, the deeper you get, it really gets fascinating,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just when you think you've got it. And as far as the direct responses, I mean, we've been in haunted locations. I mean, I try to be extremely nice to them. I bring them gifts. I'll go back there, you know, and we try to be, you know, I think you get more with honey than with vinegar, so I try to be as nice as I can because they're the ones talking. And we've been to places 3 and 4 years later where they recognize you. And they'll call me by name. You know, I'll turn on the recorder. I won't give my name, nothing, and they'll say, Debbie's back.
So this
has happened in 3 different places, so,
they
know.
Definitely have a memory.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your thought, then, on confrontational questioning when you're doing an EVP session? I mean, a lot of people come in and, who are you? What's your name? Blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah. You know, and it's rapid fire. Wouldn't you get angry and yell, get out at somebody, too?
Oh, I definitely would. And, you know, even if you're being nice to them, it's still their home. This mm-hmm. is where they've lived for 40 years in solitude, and you go in there with, you know, recorders shoving in their face. I mean, yeah, but, you know, provoking, to me, it's really difficult for me to watch. And, you know, I look at it, who knows, we all might have to go through this earthbound thing. Nobody has a clue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just, you know, I wouldn't want people doing it to me, and I just don't do it with them. And we've had really, you know, good luck not doing it. So, you know.
And Debbie, usually when we talk about it, Debbie makes a good point, because she's like, you know, when you go into a location, you don't know if you're speaking to a 95-year-old man. You don't know if you're speaking to, five-year-old child. I mean, you know, everybody's got their own thing as far as, okay, I'm going to provoke and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Or, you know, I'm going to go in and show them the respect that hopefully I'll get, you know, when I get to wherever they are. You know, so we just... We don't do the whole provoking thing.
Well, like, yeah, but provoking, I mean, yeah, you could get a Class A. But, I mean, if you're going to sit there and talk to them for an hour, I think if I don't provoke, I got a much better chance of getting, you know, maybe 15 words that hour than somebody that's provoking. Because sooner or later, they're going to get hip to, oh, so you want me to talk into that little box. Well, guess what? If that's what you want, I'm not going to do it.
Now, we had an opportunity at Virginia City with the guys from Ghost Adventures to hang out with some massive provokers.
Yeah, so have we. We've worked with them, too.
Yeah, we were all together. Yeah.
Right, and you know, and I love the guys. They're fun. They're great to be around, and they get action because they like to piss the spirits off.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. Now, I didn't get a chance to see some of the EVPs you sent us. Now, you have a couple from the Washoe Club when we were out there investigating. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we take our first break real quick? We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll play a couple of the EVPs that you guys collected out there and from the time we were with the guys at Ghost Adventures. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town, Paranormal Radio Show with our guests, Mark and Debbie Constantino. We'll be back with more right after this.
Adopting aliens and giving them good homes since 1953. Just don't tell our landlord.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's Dave and Tim shacking up in the darkness. On the edge of town. The smell of voodoo hangs in the air. Either that or Dave and Tim had the 7-bean salad for dinner.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Welcome back to the darkness, or whatever is hanging in the air, on the edge of town.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dave Schrader, your host, along with me, Mr. Tim Dennis. Our guests this evening are Mark and Debbie Constantino of spirits-speak.com. That's right, it's .com, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's spirits-speak.com, and you can go there for more information on Mark and Debbie and on EVPs and hear some of their stuff that they have on their website. And before we went to break, we were talking about provoking and talking about the different investigations. Now, are the EVPs that you sent us the ones that you've done in the past by yourself at the Washoe Club, or are these the ones that you did when we were there for the Ghost Adventures, guys?
No, we sent you a myriad of EVP.
Okay. Just
some of them is we wanted to make sure we sent some when you were present.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we have three with Zach and Nick.
Yeah, and then we sent some... that I think we got at home, some we got from Alcatraz.
Yeah, we gotta make
we're
sure.
Also working with Enchanted Dolls in our house. We sent a couple from them. So we got a whole bunch of different ones. But, yeah, if you want, we could start with the ones that you were present when we got them. I think that'd be a cool place to start.
Right, yeah, that'd be awesome.
The Washoe Club.
And these are the Washoe Club in Virginia City, Nevada, which is about, 20 miles, 25 miles out of Reno?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really close.
All right, and then we were in there, and it was interesting because, you know, again, I'm not a big provoker. We did a seance that night, and there was reportedly a spirit that was messing with some of the people, and that was the only time I'd ever provoked, really, was trying to just piss the spirit off to come mess with me and leave the girl alone that he was pushing and hitting. So I was calling him out. I got to tell you, though, Tim, what's funny, when you ghost hunt and you do the EVP sweeps with Mark and Debbie Constantino, you get the most foul-mouthed ghosts you've ever heard.
Because,
you know, I'll hear one thing.
We never swear or anything. I don't really understand.
Maybe it's New Yorkanese in you or whatever, the East Coaster tone. But it's funny because we'll be sitting there and, you know, Mark's like, I've heard everybody else's EVPs and they're all like, get out or, you know. John doesn't live here, or there's nobody here, or God doesn't exist, or whatever. And Mark and Debbie's are like, F you, and screw you, whore.
We're talking to you, Dave. I don't know.
Well, I know, but it's just so funny that it's whatever I'm with you guys, then we get the most vile, nasty EVPs ever, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But when we were there at the one point, I was kind of pissing off the ghost or trying to get him to come mess with me instead of the woman that we were bothering, and it was funny because afterwards, later on that night, we're doing a private investigation, and Mark had asked, he goes, you know, is there somebody here that you don't particularly like or care for, and then it called me out and then called me a pussy and
like big wuss or something.
Yeah, no, that's what I thought. I thought it was something. I'm like, I don't know if I hear that. Mark goes, no, listen, dude, he's calling you a pussy. Listen to that. And I'm like, no, really.
And it's funny because everybody in the room heard it, but Dave.
Well, I could. Yeah, at first I'm like, I don't know, man. And we played it back a couple times, and sure enough. After a couple of times of listening to it. You know what I found, though? And I want to know your guys' opinion on this. Everybody jams their recorder right up to their ear.
Yeah.
And plays it back. And I think that was my problem, is I had the recorder up to my ear, and I'm playing it back, and I could hear, you know, is there somebody here that irritates you? And then, you know, I heard,
yeah.
And I couldn't hear it. But as soon as I pulled it away from my ear, just like the one we got from the Rolling Hills, if you hold it up close to your ear, you know, you hear this kind of noise. But you don't really hear the word, and as soon as you pull it far enough away, you know, you pull it out a couple feet away from your ear, all of a sudden, very clearly, you hear, don't leave.
Right.
But up by your head, you hear,
yeah. It depends how they're coming through a lot of times, too. Like, he'll be listening, and I'll hear it, and he'll say, I don't hear it. See, I take the recorder, and I actually turn it around and turn it on. Away from my ear, maybe about a foot.
Right,
you
so then the
sound, like that.
Yeah, it's like almost reverse matrixing. Tim, do you have any way to weigh in on that? I mean, you would think that as far... You know, further away, why would you hear it better, Tim, than you would up close or through headphones?
Well, a lot of times, like when you're listening to something too loud, you think you hear something that may not necessarily be there if you have it turned down.
Oh, just distortion.
Just
levels?
Distortion. Okay.
Right.
Right.
Or you don't hear anything at all. And what happens is, you know, just by instinct, when you're listening back for EVP, just the instinct of it, you put the recorder right next to your ear.
Right.
And you're right, you don't think about it, but more times than not, when you have the recorder about a foot away, you do hear things clearer, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like being in the eye of a hurricane. You know, the eye of the hurricane, there's no movement, but if you pull away from it, you see the hurricane, you know.
Right. Okay, I got you. Now, which EVPs do we have from the Washoe Club here?
Okay.
Well, the first one, the one I think a good place to start would be number 74. And what the interesting thing about this EVP is what you're going to hear is, hey, Nick. And the interesting part about this EVP is, you, as a matter of fact, you were there with us,
right,
Dave.
Right, I remember this.
At that point, we had not even introduced Nick.
Right.
We had not even mentioned his name.
Now, we were up in the Washoe Club, up in the back part of the building, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
this is,
I think so.
You had just turned on the recorder, and we were just kind of doing some, you know, normal lame-ass questions, you know, who's here, what's your name, blah, blah, blah. And then I think you said, you asked something similar to, like, is there somebody here that you don't like? Wasn't it along those lines? And that's when it responded with, hate Nick?
Well, as a matter of fact, this hate Nick... We got probably about, it was a short recording, I would say, off the top of my head, I think it was only about 30 seconds long, and we got this hate Nick about 4 or 5 seconds into the recording,
right.
and it was about two or three seconds before Nick started talking. So there was no questions asked. It was a couple seconds before Nick talked, you hear hate Nick, and then Nick says something like, you know, where are you, or who are you standing next to, or something like that. But this is before anybody speaks at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's another good rule, too. We like to keep the recorder on for 10 seconds without saying anything. I'm not one of those people to say, well, you know, I'm here at the Washoe Club, it's February 3rd, yada, 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 because a lot of times what we do is talk all over them.
Okay, so you give it like 10 seconds first once you turn it on, and then you introduce yourself and do that?
Right.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then what I do, you know, you ask a question, allow another 10 seconds, and the same thing before you turn it off.
Okay.
Because right. It's an awful thing to talk right through, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, let's hear this one.
Very, very good habit to get into, though.
Sure, giving it the 10. Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I got my first good EVP was doing that. I said out loud beforehand, I said, okay, we're going to try to do one more EVP sweep, and then we're going to leave. And I turned on the recorder and left it alone for about 10 seconds, and then...
Yeah.
You can hear my friend's camera start to power up and go beep, beep, beep. And as it starts to beep, you hear, don't leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
and then I say,
one.
Okay, we're about to leave. We're going to do one more fight. And then I say it on the recorder, and we got it that way. But let's go ahead and hear this one with Nick now. Do it again for us, Tim, would you? Yeah, you can hear the, hey, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the one, though, was it on Nick's recorder? because I remember when we were doing that, and I remember specifically somebody asking, is there somebody here you don't like? And it just hissed. It went, Nick. And it was just like dead clear.
Yeah, there's we sent probably about 13 clips to you.
Right.
That one we didn't send. There was quite a bit that we didn't end up sending.
Okay.
And
well, yeah, that one was creepy too because it calls mom. Now Nick and Zach are two of the biggest instigators at these events. You know, they like to go out and provoke. Aaron is kind of the quieter guy of the Ghost Adventures crew.
Yeah.
He's not real keen on the ghost mucking with him, so he doesn't get out there and try to piss on him. So.
Yeah.
And the first thing when, I'll tell you what, like I said, that's not something that Debbie and I do, so we're not really used to.
Right.
So when we were with those guys, and like I said, everybody's got their own thing, but the first thing I thought when they were doing that is I was thinking, you know, you better hope you don't kick the bucket tomorrow because you're probably in for a serious ass whooping if you do.
Exactly. They're going to be waiting on the other side with boxing gloves on and a baseball bat, huh?
Exactly.
Just think about what they're going to do to Dave. I mean, exactly. With all the stuff that comes up with him.
Yeah.
And I was going to send that EVP where Dave says, "Are you mad at me?" And you hear him say, "Big puss."
Yeah.
But it's not real, real clear, so we didn't send it. And but that was the response.
All right. Now, what's the next one we have from the Washoe Club?
We have one. It's number 73. And I think what you're going to hear is Debbie asks, and this night they were on Nick, and Nick hadn't been at the Washoe Club for, what, 3 or 4 years, I think it was. And it's number 73. I think you're going to hear Debbie say, "Who are you standing? Where are you standing?" I think, and you hear somebody say, "In back of Nick."
Okay.
Where are you standing?
Play that one again, Timmy.
Where are you standing?
One more time for us.
Where are you standing?
The in is not real clear, but you can hear him back of Nick.
Okay. Yeah, that was weird. I mean, because we were all standing right there, too, so I was watching you. Now, do you recommend, too, with doing EVP sweeps, do you ever find that you're more successful when you're actually holding the recorder or when you set the recorder down?
It seems like, and it's funny you say that because Debbie and I smoke, but we don't smoke in the house. We smoke out on our front porch. So what we'll do is we'll set the recorder down in our kitchen and say, "Hey, we're going to have a cigarette. You know, why don't you guys go ahead and talk, and we'll listen back when we get back."
Well, you probably should mention we have a portal in the kitchen to where you'll be watching TV, and you could see, like, shadow people going by the coffee maker, and that's where we actually leave the recorder.
Right, and then when we get back, you can hear whispery EVP as far as when we're not holding a recorder, but for some reason they don't seem to be really, really clear. And as opposed to when we're holding a recorder, you know, I think the more we get into it, the more we're realizing that a larger part of this is the energy from the person, you know, the people that are there and the person holding the recorder and the attitude of the people that are there.
Yeah, totally. If you go on a ghost hunt and you're with like 10 people and they want to hear EVP and their vibration is all the way up there, and everybody wants to hear it, and everybody believes in it, and everybody's energy is really high up, you'll get the best Class A EVP like that. Because you're getting, I think it's less work for them when your vibration's higher. And you get a room full of 10 people, and their vibration's all the way up there, it's less work for them to come through. That's just an opinion, but I do believe it.
Okay. Well, now we've got, let's hear what's the last one we have. You said we have three from the Washoe Club, is that right?
Yeah. Well, this next one is kind of interesting because I don't know where you guys were, but I wanted to be in the room with Zach because, you know, I don't provoke and he does provoke.
Right.
So it happened to be Aaron was with us because he was filming, and so I'm standing next to Aaron, and Zach was provoking, and the interesting thing is that, you know, the Washoe Club is just a big, you know, disarray. It's a mess, really. And there was a ceiling tile, I don't know, maybe about 2 feet long by a foot. And Zach is in that direction provoking. And all three of us heard clearly as though somebody stood on top of this tile. You heard it crackle as though, you know, there was like a 6-foot man standing on there flattening the thing out. And then right after that, you know, on playback, you hear Zach provoking, and then you hear Zach look out.
And as a matter of fact, before you play this, I almost hear the look out is clear, but where it says Zach, I almost hear Gak look out, which is also...
Oh, see, I don't hear that.
They call themselves Gak, so... But the look out is pretty clear.
All right.
Well, they're doing their homework if they're calling them Gak.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, you, so we've got this... all right, so go ahead and hit that up to me.
Why don't you come on out here and do something for us?
Play that again, Tim.
Why don't you come on out here and do something for us?
What is
the lookout's
that,
clear.
What's that demonic kind of thing that's going on in the front of that EVP, do you know?
You know, see, and that's right before the EVP. That is where Debbie hears Zach, and I almost hear Gak.
No, but like during the actual EVP, are you hearing what I'm hearing, Tim?
It sounds more like processing.
I looked up. I thought you were burping at first, Tim. I thought your mic was on. Seriously, because I'm looking down, listening to it, and all of a sudden I hear... Listen to it one more time and see if
play
you can
it
hear
again.
It.
Why don't you come on out here and do something for us?
Because, see, I'm hearing the voice say, Zach.
There's a growl underneath.
Yeah, and then there's like a... Are you guys not hearing
it? It starts right before Zach, and then it ends after it says, look out, you hear the brr underneath.
No, see, and if that's what you guys are hearing, we didn't hear that. But that may be a layered EVP, which is not really all that uncommon. In the theory behind that is if there's more than one type of background noise that spirit has to work with, a lot of times, like we talk in our presentations, whether advertent or inadvertent, if you're using an external background noise, what will happen is one spirit will use the internal background noise of the recorder while another spirit is using the external background noise, even if you're just kind of rubbing your finger on the recorder, because there's plenty of times where EVP will come out of that. The simple action of turning your recorder off, they'll turn into actual words. So that's not really uncommon when you get the layered EVP effect. We didn't pick that up, but...
Do it one more time for me, Timmy. Let's... Do you still have that one queued up?
Why don't you come on out here and do something for us?
I don't
hear it. But it is interesting, Dave, that you're the only one hearing demons.
No, you didn't, I don't say it's demonic.
No,
you guys really aren't hearing that, like, burping noise?
No, yeah, but, we'll listen to it on our computer when we get done and see if...
It's almost, I wouldn't say a burping noise. It's more like a growl or an underlying kind of bubbling.
I think it's
above what we're hearing the EVP. I don't think it's underlying. To me, it sounds like...
In volume, it's below.
Oh, really? Because it's coming through a lot later in my...
One more time.
Come on out here and do something for us.
Because I'm hearing the voice underneath the...
See, it's difficult because right now we're hearing it through the phone.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll have to play that again later, though.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Well, that's an interesting one just for the layering of weird noises on there.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take our second break. Tim signaling me from across boards. We're going to take our second break. We'll be back with more. We'll listen to some more of the EVPs we have. You're listening to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show.
We thought El Chupacabra meant the cup of coffee in Spanish.
Mi amo Eduardo Especial. ¿Cómo está el yay?
What you talking about, Willis?
Shows you what we know. Stay tuned. There's more to come from the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Are you ready for some adventure, swashbuckling action, pirates, high seas battles? How about a little history, romance, and haunting Celtic mysticism thrown into the mix? If so, you have got to read The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare, the new book by author-illustrator Scotty Roberts. Set in England, Ireland, and Scotland of the 16th century, Irish lord Tam O'Hare sets out on a quest to find and rescue a little girl from the hands of the very folk of the Dark Shadowlands. On his way, he runs headlong into adventure and intrigue from all quarters in the form of wolves, foxes, and pirating rabbits. Oh, and did I mention Tam O'Hare is, well, a rabbit? This book will not be available in stores until late this fall. But you can get your advanced copy of The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare now by going to www.tamohare.com. That's www.tamohare.com. The Rollicking Adventures of Tam O'Hare. You'll never trust a raccoon with a sword again.
Do you hear loud moans and banging on your walls? Next time, pay for the better hotel room.
Oh, no more Yankee, my winky. The donga need food.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town with your hosts, Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Welcome back to the show. Our guests this evening are Mark and Debbie Constantino, EVP specialists. They're going to be joining us aboard the lovely Queen Mary that will be taking place January 24th through the 27th in Long Beach, California. We do have tickets still available. You can join Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson, Chris Fleming, Patrick Burns, Mark and Debbie Constantino, myself and Tim, of course, are going to be out there. Demonologists Adam Bly and John, the Godfather of Paranormal Zaphis, are going to be out there. We've got Barry Taff, Dr. Barry Taff, and Barry Conrad, the paranormal researcher and filmmaker, is going to be there. A lot of other cool surprises, so make sure that you check it out. Plus, this trip, we're going to have Dean Haglund out doing his comedy improv show, and the stars of the show, besides Dean Haglund, are going to be Jason Hawes, Grant Wilson, Patrick Burns, and Chris Fleming. We're making them go up on stage and play it out so everybody can be there to enjoy it for that night. Should be a blast. I hope that you'll check it out. Tickets are on sale. You can check them out at darknessevents.com. That gets you in for the entire event, including the comedy show, autograph signing sessions, gets you into the charity dinner auction, also gets you in for ghost hunting with the celebrities, and a plethora of other speakers and a lot of fun. So I hope that you'll join us there. We're going to go back to our guests real quick, and we've got Mark and Debbie Constantino on the line. Hey. And let's fire off some more of these. I want to get through them. We've only got about 14 minutes left on the show, and I want to get through some of these EVPs if we can while we've got you. What's the next set that you want to cover with us?
Yeah.
Why don't we do number 9?
Yeah, I think number 9 would be a good one. We did a local shoot with a TV station here, and we were referencing the brick being thrown at the gold field, which you're going to be going there with the Ghost Adventures crew. We unfortunately had a prior commitment, so we're going to be in Tombstone. But this was actually caught on video, which is on our MySpace, which is, what is it, www.myspace/spiritspeak, but without the hyphen, just spirit speak.
Okay.
We put the video up, and what you're going to hear is Debbie asking, you know, if you guys did it, you know what, can you at least tell us in a recorder? And very clearly, you hear a spirit say, thank you, but we've done it. And like I said, this was caught on video, which I'm sure people have caught EVP on video, but I don't, we look at all paranormal stuff, and I haven't seen anything that comes anywhere near, you know, as clear as this is caught actually on video live.
And what's interesting, too, is that there's hardly any editing we did to it at all, even the amplification. I mean, it was just like they talked right into the recorder.
Okay, great.
So number 9 from the Goldfield basement.
Number 9?
Number 9.
Could you always tell me in the recorder if you did it?
Play that again, would you, Tim?
Could you always tell me in the recorder if you did it?
And now, what are you guys saying that you hear him saying?
Thank you, but we've done it.
Play that again, Tim.
Could you always tell me in the recorder if you did it?
And it's not uncommon to have EVP tail off at the end because it's the energy burst, and a lot of times that's where you get multiple spirits. That's not the case here.
Sure. Play it one more time for me, Tim. I want to hear something real quick.
Could you always tell me in the recorder if you did it?
It almost sounds like a old-time stage actor just sounding really proud of the fact that because the part we didn't put in that clip was Debbie was talking about the brick and saying, you know, a lot of people said that you guys did this. If you did it, could you at least tell us in the recorder? And there was 6 or 7 people that were standing there while the video was going on catching this live on video.
Sure.
And it's really clear.
Play. I'm sorry, Tim. I'm going to irritate you and make you play it one more time. When I first played it, before I asked you what it said, I heard something totally different. It jumped out at me like that's what was being said, but I want to see if I can pick it up again. Now my mind is kind of tainted to what you guys said it saying, but go ahead.
Could you always tell me in the recorder if you did it?
What do you hear?
Hit it one more time. I almost got it back. Let me hear it.
Could you always tell me in the recorder if you did it?
I'm hearing now what you guys heard. I think when I first listened to it, I thought it sounded something like, now look what we've done.
Now, well, we'll listen back.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, to me, the thank you in the beginning is super.
Right, but like I said, I was kind of half in and out when it first played. And right. I thought I heard something say like, now look what we've done. And then, but listening back, I can definitely hear what you guys are saying. But that's where the trouble comes in with subjectivity of listening to an EVP is you can hear different things at different times, you know, when you're listening to them.
But that's and then once somebody plants the seed in your head, that's what you hear.
Yeah, it's really hard to beat it back on that. Okay. What's the next one we've got then, Tim?
Okay, the next one I think would be number 57. And again, that this was caught at the Goldfield in the basement. I was just kind of showing them some love and, you know, being respectful. And then after that, you'll hear a spirit say, "Mark, I like that." I think I say something like, "We're just trying to learn about the spirits that inhabit the Goldfield," or something.
Sure.
"We're just trying to learn about the spirits that inhabit this hotel."
Oh, yeah, that "Mark, we like that."
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, okay. Now, moving on, because I know we're short on time. Go to number 18. This was at the Cal Neva Hotel and Resort in California. Actually, I don't know. It's up in Lake Tahoe or Westlake or whatever it is.
Right.
But we were in a room where one of the employees committed suicide. And Debbie asks something like, "Are you bound to this one area?" And you'll hear a whisper EVP says, "No, I'm not."
"Are you kind of bound to only one area?"
Hit it again for me. Hit it.
"Are you kind of bound to only one area?"
"No, I'm not." Yeah, I can hear that pretty clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
Tim, you guys, that'd be great. You guys got to watch. Because once Tim hears, I can't hear anything. And I give him this look like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And he's like, "Yeah, it's right there." And then the ones I'm like, "Yeah, I heard that." He's giving me this look like, "Are you high?"
No. Yeah. That wasn't the look. Actually,
what, did you hear a different thing, Tim?
No. I was just thinking that there's an episode of Dead Famous with Chris Fleming where they're looking for Frank Sinatra. And they actually go to Cal Neva. So that's what was running through my head.
Well, you guys were at that episode, weren't you?
No, we were at the Goldfield.
Go figure.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
okay.
We were at the Goldfield episode, but it's funny because we got a bunch of EVP from that we didn't send you from the Cal Neva, where one of them I was asking, because a lot of people don't know it, but about a week before Marilyn Monroe actually committed suicide, or a couple weeks before, she almost committed suicide up at the Cal Neva.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was asking, you know, if it wasn't at your hands, can you tell me whose hands it was at? And you can clearly hear somebody say "Rat Pack."
On one of the EVP
we
got.
Probably should have sent that one to him.
If I was there, you'd probably try to tell me it was calling me a rat bastard.
Yeah, probably.
Dave, I think it said Dave's a rat bastard.
Who the heck knows? But
Let's go a couple more. We got about five more minutes here.
Number 45. These are the enchanted dolls we're working with now in the house. We have about three or four dolls here. We have one doll that's really ratty. It's about 130 years old, and it's made out of straw, and the straw is hanging out of his elbow, and his hip's almost falling apart. And then we got this other doll that's really about 65 years old, but really in good shape, you know, has like a winter cap on and a sweater. And we got an EVP, and what it says is the mate's a mess, and it's the ratty doll talking about the one that's in really, really good shape.
But the reason I believe that happened, I picked the neat doll up and I accidentally punctured his arm. So I believe that's where the mate's a mess comes in.
I didn't rip it off. She ripped it right out of the socket.
No, stop.
And I'll tell you what, we got EVP. We had that doll in our house probably 6 weeks. That doll did not like Debbie from the first day she ripped his arm.
Every freaking name in the book.
Yeah, like we got one EVP where Debbie's talking and he says, "I'm talking to you, bitch."
All right.
And, anyway.
He's going to beat you with his good arm, Debbie.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's no plane interference there. I mean, that doll did not like me, but.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, it's number 45, The Mate's a Mess.
Do you like your new shelf?
Are you sure he's not saying the place is a mess?
No, well,
well,
we've got a pretty
is,
clean place here.
But yeah, you ask him, but you just have to know, do you like your new shelf? The place is a mess.
Play
well, actually, what I did, I put them on a shelf together that I had made for the dolls.
Okay.
And so that's where that comes in.
Hit it one more time for me, Tim.
Do you like your new shelf?
If I'm sorry, Deb. He's calling you out. He said your place is a mess. That's what he's
there
talking
you go.
Well, next time you're in here, you can come over and
oh, no way. You got creepy talking dolls. I'm not coming over.
Well, you should play this one real quick. This is
number five.
Yeah, it was that the one with my mother?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mother comes over, and she believes she's heard my father's voice on tape. And, you know, she never believed. She lived in a haunted house for 72 years, and then she'll come over here on my, you know, oh, your father and I would have been married for 25 years. Can you record? And but I let her talk to the doll. And it's interesting because the doll says, who's there? And it never heard her voice before,
perfect,
so that would make sense.
Yeah, it's a perfect response because Debbie and I are the ones that are always speaking to the dolls. And here one time she picks up the recorder, says, can you talk? And the doll says, who's there? Number nine.
All right.
Or number,
five. We already did
number
it.
Five.
Five, yeah, okay, go ahead, Tim.
Can you talk?
Do that again.
Can you talk?
What's that brrr sound?
I don't know.
Hit that again, Tim.
Can you talk?
I think it's kind of a gravelly voice coming through.
Well, I hear the gravelly voice, well, but you hear it almost sounds like an old
little,
movie projector.
Yeah, like a little ticking in the background. It could be just recorder noise is what it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and it could be because that was one of them that we did have to pump up the volume. So with the EVP comes with whatever else is with the EVP, whether it's the internal noise or whatever.
Debbie, was your mom the inspiration for the coffee talk?
No yeah,
big
whoop. Figure, yeah.
Can you talk?
You can find her a mile away here in Nevada, huh?
Over by there?
Yeah.
All right. And let's, I do want to mention, too, for people, we have about 2 minutes left. You guys are doing an event in Tombstone, Arizona, February 7th through the 10th, along with, I'm sorry, the name of the group again that's running it is?
Spirit Seekers.
Spirit Seekers.
Nevada Spirit Seekers. And you've got a great lineup of speakers that are going to be out there. I know Randy Schneider's going to be doing a talk. Chad Kalick will be out there. Mark Constantino, of course. Debbie Constantino are going to be out at the event. Mike Sullivan will be there. Jeff Bellinger, the author, is fantastic. Lloyd Auerbach, Professor of Paranormal, is going to be there. Dee Dispardier is going to be there. And again, it's February 7th through the 10th. Of 2008. Tickets are on sale right now. If people are interested, they can email for tickets at wehear deadpeople@aol.com. And again, that's spelled out all one word. wehear deadpeople.com. wehear deadpeople@aol.com. And they can join you out there, and you'll be doing some EVP work. I highly suggest it. Plus, you guys are going to be joining us out at the Queen Mary. We're about out of time, guys. I want to thank you both for joining us again tonight. It goes by really fast. We'll have to have you guys back on after your event out at Tombstone and see what you were able to collect.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it does go by very fast. We need to jump on the EVP we got from
the Queen Mary.
From the Queen Mary
go ahead.
In December with you guys so we can play it in February.
Good. That'll be fantastic. Well, you guys, thanks a lot for joining us here tonight. Thanks for being a part of Darkness Radio's 2 years and being a part of our events. We can't tell you how much we appreciate having you there.
Oh,
thanks
congratulations.
For having us. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having us. It's always a good time.
Thank you, guys. Take care. And remember, everybody, if you're looking for more information and you'd like to contact Mark and Debbie Constantino, you can go to their web space at spirits-speak.com. Again, that's spirits-speak.com, or you can go to darknessradio.com, and right there on our front page is a link to my MySpace page, and Mark and Debbie are right there in the top friends list for the Constantino. So click on that and give it a listen. Thank you all for tuning in to the show this evening. We're going to be back again next week with a brand new show. Hope that you'll join us. Remember to tell your friends, relatives, and neighbors about us. We're here every Sunday night from 10 to midnight Central Time. And again, if you can't listen to us live, check out our website for all of our archives by going to darknessradio.com. Click on the Listen tab, and you can hear the last 2 years' worth of shows. Thanks again for your help and for listening to the show and being such a great support staff. We appreciate you. Have a great night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.